We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, Stoney, one of my all-time favorite things to talk about in Detroit sports is what-ifs.
Oh, God. There are just too many of them.
But I love the thinking about, do you remember the TV? There was a movie, and it came out like 20 years ago, and it was called Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, and I heard it, but I didn't see it.
It was a rom-com or a romantic movie or whatever. Basically, it was the story of what would have happened had she not gotten on a train. Okay, so I don't even remember what happens. She gets on the train and meets the guy, or she doesn't get on the train and she meets the guy, whatever. But the gist of it is,
right.
And they showed both aspects of her life if the doors hadn't slid closed on her or kept open for her to get on the train. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Greatest sliding doors in the history of Michigan sports, where if one thing goes one way, this happens, and another thing goes another way, this happens. Now, you can, you know, I mean, you can view this any way you want, I guess. And my own personal favorite, because I think it's incredibly, incredibly significant in the way the sports history of this town went. But I really believe, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, that if the Red Wings had lost Game 7 to the St. Louis Blues in that 96 playoff series. Second round, they had set the record for points, set the record for wins. They had to win the Stanley Cup that year, and they beat the Blues in the seventh game at the Joe Louis Arena after leading that series, 2-0, I think, right?
That was the Yzerman game?
Yeah, the Yzerman game. Yeah. If they lose that game, I think they break that team up.
Even though they lost the following round.
They did lose the following round to Colorado. That's true. But I just think only making the second round, dominating the first couple games in Detroit, if they'd then gone to St. Louis, lost two games, ended up losing the series, I really believe that they would have broken that team up or at least significantly changed it so that I don't think they would have won the Stanley Cup in 97 or 98. I don't think we would have had the glorious run that we had for 10 years or whatever it was for the Red Wings. I think that is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, what-if moment that we've seen here.
There's tons of them, obviously. And, you know, you want to start with hockey, I'll give you a hockey one that's actually similar to that time period. If the Red Wings don't go into the Montreal Forum and blow out the Canadiens and Patrick Roy doesn't have a meltdown, he doesn't get traded probably to the Colorado Avalanche. And I don't know if the Avalanche with Jocelyn Thibault, who was their goalie that they traded to Montreal for Roy, would have beaten the Red Wings or even been in position to beat the Red Wings in 96. And maybe the Red Wings win the Stanley Cup in 96.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
That's a very fair point. And if you want to keep going with hockey, one of my, the most underrated play in the history of Detroit sports, the Nicholas Lidstrom save at the goal mouth against Colorado in game 2. If he doesn't make that save, they go down 2-0 to Colorado in the 97 conference finals. They lose that series. Then what?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, then what happens? And I think there's a lot with that era of the Red Wings.
And speaking of Nicholas Lidstrom, what if he doesn't score that goal in Vancouver in 2002?
Yeah.
They lose that game, possibly go down 3-0, and that team with all the Hall of Famers. So there's hockey. 2-4-8.
But at least we'd still have two Stanley Cup championships.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like maybe even
I really
three.
But I really believe that Blues game in 96 was the linchpin for everything.
Yeah. 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97-97-9-7-1-3-6 on the ticket text. How about this one? And it changed the course of Michigan football, although the main event did not take place, you know, with Michigan. If West Virginia wins the game against Pitt, there's no way Rich Rodriguez leaves West Virginia because they would play for the national championship, and LSU wouldn't have. LS Miles probably, not definitely, would have been the head coach at the University of Michigan. We would have never had the Rich Rod era. If Miles was successful, who knows where that led and who knows what the next – Les Miles could still be the head coach of Michigan today. We don't know. That's a what if.
Well, and you can take Rich Rod and combine – I mean, if you were doing what if in Alabama, the greatest what if for Alabama.
Oh, yes, same thing.
What if Rich Rod had taken the Alabama job, which he was all set to do, then they never get Saban. What if Saban gets Drew Brees – instead of Dante Culpepper,
yes.
Maybe Saban never takes the Alabama job. Maybe Alabama football is not even close to the dynasty that we think it is. I mean, there's a lot at play there with Alabama as well.
No doubt.
Now, there's obviously a lot of people in Ann Arbor, probably even still, who are partial to Les Miles. There's also a lot of people who aren't partial to
Correct.
Les Miles for a variety of reasons.
Yes.
But you strongly believe that if Rich Rod had won that West Virginia game, that Les Miles would have been the guy?
Probably because he would have been available, I think, at that time as well. I don't know, because LSU wouldn't be playing for the national championship.
True.
So, True. You know, yeah. Who knows how the, you know, politics of Ann Arbor would have worked out. We have no idea. 248-539-9797-97136 is the ticket text. Let's go to Grand Blanc, another Jamie. You're a 97-1 the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Jamie Day, I guess.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Nothing. You know, one thing I've thought about a lot in sports history, not recently because it's been a little while, but, you know, I always thought it would have made a lot of sense for the Lions in 89 to draft Tony Mandrich out of Michigan State instead of Barry Sanders. You know, and what if another team, what if the Packers, what if the Raiders, who knows, drafts Barry Sanders instead of the Lions, what would it have done to his career? You know, could he have won a Super Bowl? Could he have, you know, I just think maybe he wouldn't have retired after 10 years. I just think it would have set his career on a whole different path if he wouldn't have been a Detroit Lion.
Oh, that's true. Well,
but from a Detroit standpoint, I think if that had happened, I don't think the Lions would have won any Super Bowls in the last 25 years. Right? I mean, if they had drafted Mandrich instead of Barry Sanders, I would think they'd be a losing organization for the most part, really. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. All right, now Lions, of course, on the ticket text. Somebody has the biggest one that I didn't want to mention because I knew somebody would. This is from Otto in Rochester Hills. Biggest what if? What if Paul Edinger misses the field goal for the Bears to beat the Lions? The Lions make the playoffs. Matt Millen never comes here. Gary Moeller's still the coach, and who the hell knows what's happened?
Well, that's just it. It's like obviously it would not. It couldn't possibly have been worse than it was under Matt Millen.
Correct.
But we don't know how it would have played out because it would have been at least another year of Chuck Schmidt et al. Probably Gary Moeller is back as head coach. I mean, they would have made him probably full-time head coach as opposed to an interim. So he probably would have been a coach for at least 2 years, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know that necessarily. Maybe the results would have been a little bit better, but Gary Moeller never struck me as the next Bill Belichick either.
No, but they probably wouldn't have gone through the decade of doom
no.
or whatever the hell they
The thing
call
with that.
That
one is who would have been the quarterback for the future? I mean, everything changes.
True.
You know, because Stoney Case played that game, didn't he?
Yeah, because Batch got hurt.
Right. But going in, whatever would have happened in the playoffs, who would have been their QB? Because who was the QB the first year Millen took over?
It was Batch the first game, and then he pulled him for
McMahon.
Ty Detmer,
right.
Yeah.
Detmer and then McMahon. You know, maybe that offseason they realize, okay, it's a QB that we're missing, and they go out in free agency and get whoever was available.
Right.
Which would have just changed everything.
Or the other what if with Millen is what if they, drafted Drew Brees instead of Jeff Backus?
Yeah, the Lions, let's not forget, the Lions started that season at Green Bay with Charlie Batch as the starting quarterback. They lost to the Packers. On Monday, September 10th, 2001, they named Ty Detmer their starting quarterback. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next time they played a game, it was a week, 2 weeks later in Cleveland with Ty Detmer as the starting quarterback.
Didn't he have like seven interceptions? Well, six. One of them was
yeah,
I think six, or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Also on Ticket Text, what if the referees marked JT short, the whole narrative Jim Harbaugh changes?
Seriously, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't remember who did Ohio State play that year in the Big Ten championship game. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. Was it Wisconsin or?
Yes, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. So Michigan probably would have been favored in that game. I mean, my gosh, they were top three, top four team.
Right, but at least you couldn't use the Indy jokes anymore.
You couldn't use the Indy jokes. The view of Harbaugh, at least certainly amongst Michigan fans, would have been a lot better for sure.
It was actually Penn State versus Wisconsin for the Big Ten championship that year.
Oh, okay, sorry, Penn State, okay. Yeah.
Greg, would they have drawn Deshaun Watson and Clemson? Is that who Ohio State played? Yes. I mean, who knows? I mean, right. You just never know. Their defense could have gotten lit up against them, you know?
Maybe they lose 31-0 instead of Ohio State.
Hey, they made the playoff.
So you're saying the Deshaun Watson-Wilton Spate quarterback duel wouldn't have lit up everyone's
Spate,
excitement level?
But Wilton Spate would have had a whole month to get that back healthy.
That's true. That's a very good point. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. And just for fun, we're talking about your all-time favorite what-if in Detroit sports. If things had gone one way, the results would have been completely different. If things had gone the other way, who knows where we'd be right now. Stoney, you're holding up newspapers, I can see.
Yes, we have tons of ticket texts on this. And obviously, we'd love you to call, too, 248-539-9797. What if the Fords never owned the Lions?
All right, all
that's
right.
That's Mike and Williamston.
No, I mean like if
I
one,
know,
you know.
I know.
Yes.
Joe and Yale, what if the trade for Kobe went through?
Eh. What, I mean.
Well, there was the one that was with the four-teamer that Matt Geiger, like. Oh, no, that was for Iverson earlier.
That
on.
Was for Iverson.
Yeah, that was earlier when Iverson was still good. What if the Pistons.
Fortunately, we got him later, yeah, Stoney.
I know. What if the Pistons get John Amici instead of Ben Wallace in the Grant Hill trade? See, I always thought it was Isaac Austin.
See, somebody else in the ticket text mentioned John Wallace, the former Syracuse player. I never knew there were other options. I thought it was always Ben and Chucky.
How about this one? If Leland retires 1 year earlier, we get Francona instead of Inge and win two titles.
Not Inge, Osmus.
Osmus, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, whatever. I mean, you really think that's... I'm not there. Come on, that's
right.
Yes, I we'd have a better manager than Brad Ausmus if it had been Terry Francona or even Ron Gardenhire, as some people wanted.
How about this one? I just thought of. I don't know Gov would like this one. What if the Tigers weren't such petty, you know whats, and decided to, you know what, Max Scherzer, we're going to give whatever the hell he wants, and they would have never.
That'd be
lost
great, and they'd have zero world championships because you know what, Stoney, they've always had the pitching.
I know
they've always had the pitching. I mean, again. Against the Orioles, they started Scherzer, Price, and Verlander in three games, and they lost all three. So Verlander would be great. He'd have multiple Cy Youngs, and they probably wouldn't have any world championships to show it.
Jamie,
I
the only thing
no with, one's mentioned.
I was going to say, the only thing with that is that I was with you, and I don't think they would have won. But then the Nationals won it last year, and who would have thought the Nationals would have won it that year? You know? And so.
You never know. That's why it's a what if.
Yeah.
That's true. Although Scherzer, as great as he is, I mean, I'm trying to remember. I mean, Strasburg was the MVP of the World Series last year. Scherzer had his moments, but he wasn't as dominant, was he? I'm trying to remember. It feels like it was decades ago.
In the World Series? No, he was better, obviously, in the regular season. What if Mike Hart doesn't drop the little brother line? I don't know if Michigan State goes on their run. D'Antonio uses that as motivation over and over and over. Go green, Ryan and McComb.
Well, I mean, look, Rich Rodriguez would still be the head coach at Michigan, which contributed to that. There's no doubt about that. Because, I mean, Mike Hart said that line during Lloyd's last year.
Correct.
I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that still would have been a factor. But I think Ryan raises a great point. I mean, that is such a gasoline-powered moment. It's like you think about, like, wartime, you know, some of the mottos, 54-40 or fight or something like that. I mean... That was such a battle cry forever. And the fact that Michigan, even when they were losing badly to MSU, would never let go of it. And you'd have guys like Denard Robinson bring it up again, or we'd ask Denard Robinson to bring it up again. I mean, that was That was part of it as well.
Yes. Now, you said you had one that you were surprised nobody mentioned.
I think it's the biggest one of all. I really do. What if the Explorer never rolled over on M14?
Well, Michigan would not have gone on probation, probably, or whatever.
Correct?
Yes. Okay, that's
no
that was
Ed
a big
Martin.
Deal. Yeah.
No Brian Ellerbe.
Right.
None of that. Michigan would have still been, you know, not a power, but certainly a Big Ten contender.
Right.
I still think Mateen Cleaves would have gone to Michigan State.
So do I. I'm glad you said that because a lot of people don't, and I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, no, I still think he would have gone to Michigan State. But, you know, again, this is people get all angry when you say this. They get all ridiculous, and Tom Izzo is one of the greatest coaches I've ever seen. He's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about that. Early in his career, it did help him out that Michigan basketball essentially vacated the stage.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
I mean, the Ellerbe and Amaker era was very good for Tom Izzo. Now, Tom Izzo cleaned up on them, so that was part of it as well. But still, come on.
What if Tayshaun Prince never blocks Reggie Miller? The Pistons would have never beaten the Pacers that year and never won the NBA championship.
That's hard to say.
Yeah.
They went down 2-0, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would have gone down 2-0 in that series. Rasheed Wallace's guaranteed never would have come through because
right.
That was one of the games he guaranteed. But they were better than the Pacers. I mean, I can still make a case for them winning 4 out of 5, couldn't you?
Yeah, but how about maybe a better or equal what if concerning those two teams? What if the Malice of the Palace doesn't happen? Indiana probably would have won the division home court. They might have gone to the finals instead of the Pistons in 05. We don't know.
They might have won the NBA championship.
Yeah,
that team was outstanding.
Exactly. Also here, what if the refs hadn't called the bogus foul on Laimbeer in Game 6 in 88 against Kareem? Maybe the Bad Boys Pistons three-peat as NBA champs. Maybe, but if they were the defending champions, would they have still made the Dantley for Aguirre trade? Who the hell knows?
Right. What if Isaiah doesn't roll his ankle?
That's true, too. They would have won that. Yeah, well, it's the same game.
I mean,
they might have won
Game
7.
Safe to Well, yeah, that's true. He was heroic in Game 6, even on
Correct.
A bad ankle.
Yes.
So, but yes, he would have been a factor in Game 7, to be sure.
What if the Tigers gave Atlanta the number one pitching prospect they had for Doyle Alexander instead of our number two pitching prospect, which is Smoltz? I don't remember who was number one. I have no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know Smoltz was not that – it wasn't that big of a deal when they made the trade. I remember that.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I will defend
that's a good
what
if, though. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to have Smoltz, but it's not like Smoltz's best years in baseball were during an era where the Tigers were terrible. So would Smoltz have been that much of a difference on a team that also had Felipe Lira and Jose Lima, yeah, right?
That's a good point, too.
Yes.
Dave in White Lake, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, boys. I just thought of another one, but anyway, Torrey Hunter catches that grand slam ball from Big Poppy in the ALCS.
Yeah. Tigers go up 2-0 and they win the World Series, probably.
Yeah, possibly. And, I mean, the one this year, it's not as big, obviously, but Patricia doesn't call the timeout against the Cardinals, man.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So they would have been.
It's angry. I mean, it's not huge, but
it's not huge. You're right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's not huge.
They would have been 4-11-1.
No, I mean, you don't know.
Maybe 4-12.
Who knows? I mean, you don't know. I mean, maybe the season would have gotten off to a different kind of start. They did rebound, you know, and win their next, what, three games, right? Or two games?
Two games, 2-0
and 1.
Yeah, and then had that great loss against the Chiefs.
The great loss, the greatest loss of all time against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, the Torrey Hunter play. I will go to my grave thinking that could have caught that ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really believe he could have caught that.
Well, it goes into what we talked about yesterday. What if Leland brought in Phil Koch?
Yeah, what if? But there's no guarantee you would have got him.
Exactly.
97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.